This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council Member, District A, to talk about West End Lakeview community meetings relative to the redevelopment of West End. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel.
So what kind of stimulated this to begin with, Joe?
Well, as I've told everybody, I feel like I have a 7-year-old who's still in nursery school because I started working on this as soon as I got elected. I've been working on it with Representative Hilferty and the old District 5 council member in Jefferson Parish, now at large, council member Van Franken, and then also now council member Liljenberg, who's been a great partner too, to move this forward. And the idea, Newell, was really kind of what we saw as an outgrowth of the Super Bowl. Number one, this has been an area that has been in commerce for as long as I can remember, and certainly for all of us who went out there and have nostalgia as a place to go to and to have a wonderful lakefront venue. And it's sad that my kids don't even know what was there before. And look, candidly, I always like the idea of regionalism and economic development. And it's hard because you're working with the state and another parish in Orleans, which has its own bureaucracies. But I don't ever want that to get in the way of what Michael Hecht always says about not being able to have nice things. And it just felt like this is the right time to push a project like this forward.
You know, I had fond memories of being a young kid out there with my parents, dining as a teenager out there, as a young adult out there, all different age groups for a long, long time, and ain't there no more, right?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Look, I've said all the time, I grew up, we were a Fitzgerald's family, and I know a lot of people went to Brunings or Swanson's or Jaeger's or all these different restaurants or even Bart's on the lake. I was too young for that. But I know about all these places that were there. And look, the thing that I think we tried to break through a little bit more on Wednesday in New Orleans than we did in Jefferson Parish is, if you want to have protection of green space that's abutting this area and you want to make sure the municipal yacht harbor is trying to preserve that space and keep up the facilities and everything else, the pelicans are not paying property taxes and the trees aren't paying any sales tax. So right. If you want to make sure that this area comes back, you want a revenue source so you can have commercial responsibly done side by side with this green space and make sure that you now are injecting excitement, revenue, family and community into a place that everybody enjoyed for such a long time.
Chief concerns of the community are?
Chief concerns are the usual. Every time you have land use, you can pretty much assume you have the Holy Trinity of parking, noise, traffic. And those concerns manifested themselves always through all the meetings. And look, there's music out near the lake right now. People want to know how that's going to work. And we're going to have to work on some of the infrastructure that's out there. Lake Marina needs to be redone from lakeshore all the way to roadway. The infrastructure there, Newell's been neglected since Katrina, so the developer and the city's going to have to do some of those things. There's always concerns about not knowing, and I think as we go through this process, that will be first a request for qualifications, followed by a request for proposals, really not only taking in public input, but having schematics and showing people what it looks like, whatever that might be, whether it's entertainment or recreation or restaurants, is going to be really important so people can start seeing it and touching it before anything gets there. But and look, there are some people who are environmentally concerned too. I don't want to whitewash or minimize those folks as well. But the usual litany of things are the ones that we heard, and I think that's always going to be something you have to address, particularly anytime you do something commercially related.
Absolutely. Hopefully we're able to move this on. Let us pivot, if you don't mind, Joe, for just a second. You had a budget meeting this week in response to overtures made by the Cantrell administration. I guess there's no other way to say it. City was broke. And I guess you were looking for the receipts of same. What did you find?
Nothing so far. And I don't think they like what I had to say yesterday, which was I considered this to be contrived from the beginning. And if you can't explain it, then that means to me you don't have the evidence and you're trying to reverse engineer where you are. And what was also interesting, Newell, was a lot of times, as you know, in a legislative body, you kind of have one council member or legislator who may really be pushing on an issue. Yesterday, all the committee members were really actively engaging on this, whether it was Council Member Morrell asking for the receipts, as you said, Council Member Green saying, I don't understand. We just passed a budget on November 21st, and everybody said it was fine, and how do we get to January 30th with all of a sudden we're on a fiscal cliff? And I think Council Member Thomas pushed on, really, there needs to be more sight lines into communication and not having breakdowns, particularly between the administration to the council. So I stand by what I've said in the past, which is we obviously want to see where they are. If there's things that need to be done, we want to address those and be responsible. But we're not going to just listen to empty bromides and say that's acceptable. One more piece of that too, Newell. The council will not be passing any ordinances related to the city's general fund until this is sorted out. Because if you're telling me that we're in a fiscal cliff and that the sky is falling, well, then people aren't going to get things out of the general fund until that's sorted out and explained publicly. And I don't know, I'm not doing that to be punitive. I certainly don't want to punish city employees. That's the last thing we want to do. But I don't know how I can be responsible and consistent and say, well, there is this looming financial crisis, and at the same time, we're going to spend money recklessly.
Is there anything that keeps you up at night with about, I don't know, 9 months left, maybe 10 months left of this administration? I mean, I think folks are going to start checking out. I mean, I think we're taking a very cavalier attitude. I, like you, believe that this whole thing was contrived. I don't know what's worse, if we don't have the money or it's contrived. My gut tells me if it's contrived, that's really bad, because now we're just lying to one another, right? I mean,
And
I just see this as a very dangerous inflection point in this last months of this administration.
What I tell people about that, and you were an elected official, I always understand there's puffing going on. People may overstate their position or not give me all the information I need. Fine. There's a difference between that and lying about something or so materially misstating facts that it becomes a problem. And I think that's why you've seen the council take such a hard-nosed approach in two separate meetings, because we expect to be given really good information and we want the public to be engaged. I think if you're saying what keeps me up at night, it's not so much people checking out, but it's the burden that the council is under to A, try and keep everything in motion, and then B, not overextend ourselves into the executive branch, because we're not the executive branch. And so we want government to run well. We want things to be easy for people. I think if you really want to make me angry, either lie to me or make things hard for a resident unnecessarily, those are probably the two best ways to make me blow my top. And I think as we focus on the last 325 days, it needs to be a very resident-focused philosophy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be at the end.
In my monologue today, I talked about these trials and tribulations that we're having in the city permit, safety and permits. And the response by the director in her answering of questions from the media, it's almost as if she just arrived there. She's been there since 2022. And we're not any better off now than we were then. And I just... It just seems crazy to me that there's been little to no progress, 6 months behind. It's interesting. I mean, if you know, we're struggling and everybody's trying to get momentum. We did a great job in execution for preparation of the Super Bowl, but that's not going to bring us to the promised land. I mean, we want to be a second-tier city. We're a third-tier city, and we're not going to get there unless we get these things straightened up. I mean, where do you go now? I mean, it's just, I mean, when one of your own people in that agency says, I wouldn't go through this process, I'm getting ready to build a house, and I guess he said it jokingly, hopefully, he's like, I'm thinking about not even getting a permit. I mean, that's a sad commentary.
It is a sad commentary, and that's not what you want. Let me maybe even take one step back. My philosophy, and I think you share this, we've talked about it before, is safety and permits should be unlike any other part of the city of New Orleans. And by that I mean NOPD, fire, EMS, Department of Public Works, whatever else, almost all of those are cost centers to the city. I am not looking for them to be making money for the city. By contrast, safety and permits to me has two primary goals. Number one, it is the efficiency and the public safety factor, which of course are very important. We don't want those things going too fast. We want them done well. But at the same time, they're a profit center for the city. They should be making money for the city. And it should be a very consistent process that's there. The hard part, Noel, I worry about with them is they've been under federal investigations. You now have somebody there from the OIG, and you and I have had, again, this conversation many times. In government, the easiest thing to say is no. And so how do you switch the mentality from I'm just trying to do my job and I'm not going to get in trouble for pushing something forward, holding something back, making sure something sticks to the right timeline, implementing consistency? And those are the things that need to happen. The last thing I'll also say is the city spent money on a outside consultant to come in and talk about streamlining the operations of code enforcement and safety and permits. And there was a small group of people who were pushing to see where those things stand. And at this moment, I don't have the answer to that. And so, again, if we're going to spend for consultancy services to provide us better lines of sight into what we need to do, fantastic. But then we need to talk about what we're doing to implement those to make it reality.
You know, I can't help but ask and wonder, you know, if a task force mentality kind of similar to what GNO Inc. has done with Joe Threat from the Department of Public Works and bringing about this collaborative effort is something that's necessary here, because safety and permits has such a positive and strong connection to progressive economic development. And, you know, people are making decisions based on what other people's experience have been through safety and permits. I got a ton of texts that came in and said, we don't build in the city anymore for that very reason.
I know.
That's a dangerous place to be in. I mean, you can't increase your tax base. You can't increase your population. Your out migration exceeds your in migration. You can't turn those things around when you got this cog wheel.
Well, look, you know, that's part of the reason we passed our Net 30 ordinance. And so for people who aren't budget wonks, that was to so the city wasn't keeping its vendors in float, and that if there's an ordinance, an invoice that was more than 30 days, the city has to pay timely. And again, that was an impediment to doing business. And from what we're told, the vendors are slowly starting to come back to the city to do business again. And I think the same thing is true with safety and permits. People will come back. The marketplaces go where the capital and the money are. New Orleans is going to have things building. There's going to be opportunity here. You're definitely seeing economic growth in the downtown areas and other parts of the city. But you got to make it available for both residents and businesses to be able to do that permitting much more easily, much more predictably, and with greater consistency.
I mean, we don't have to recreate the wheel, right? There are a lot of people that are doing it better. Maybe not great, but better.
You know? Well, look, so, we again, in budget committee yesterday, I think one of the colleagues said, well, how is Jefferson Parish doing this? And I find myself asking that question a lot, where I hear we're at a bureaucratic roadblock. Well, how is Jefferson Parish? What is St. Charles Parish? What is St. Bernard? What is St. Tammany? I mean, it seems to me, to your point, you don't have to start from scratch here. You just got to make sure that you have these right things in place and watch how other people are doing it. And listen, I know it's called a best practice, but let's be honest, that's a euphemism sometimes for plagiarizing other people's work. And if you can go kind of get their template for doing it, then go do it.
Absolutely. And I don't think any of these people suffer from a pride of authorship. They're willing to share. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. Joe, look, every time we talk to those other parishes, they are.
As always, we know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great Mardi Gras. I'm sure I'll see you out there.
Same to you, Neil. Take care.
All right. That's Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member, District A. We'll be right back. Stay with us.